Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everybody, depending on what time zone and latitude and longitude you find yourself in today, Sunday, July the 6th, 2014. This is the Knight Rider with another riveting, exciting, up-to-the-minute, fact-filled, fun-filled episode of Rough Riders Radio. Yes, today we are broadcasting live and on location at an undisclosed location, but live nonetheless. Today's topic, Mississippi burning, GOP U.S. Senator Thad Cochran versus the Tea Partier, Mississippi State Senator Chris McDaniel. Well, let's get right to it, shall we? The Mississippi burning features and shows like nothing since chasm or schism in the Republican Party. The Tea Party is a huge, if not the primary component of the Republican Party. They and the GOP establishment on the other side, the chasm is like the Grand Canyon. I don't think the chasm, it's too deep to overcome. I think the Tea Party, as I've been saying for some time, will go the way of the Whig Party in 1857. There's talk of a third race between these two gentlemen, current GOP U.S. Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi and his challenger, Mississippi State Senator, to the initial primary and the subsequent runoff. The runoff itself had less than 2% differential between the two. The results are still very much up in the air and muddled. The Tea Party thinks they got robbed. The Tea Party candidate, Chris McDaniel. They claim that the GOP U.S. Senator Thad Cochran was the beneficiary of black Democratic crossover votes who cast their ballots for Thad Cochran over Chris McDaniel simply because they were told that Cochran would bestow more governmental benefits on the black community as a whole in Mississippi. The Tea Party is enraged that such a tactic by the GOP mainstream or establishment to use government largesse, monetary benefits and governmental payment, transfer of payments, to rig an election outright to benefit their candidate, Thad Cochran, is just simply an outrageous use of the governmental machinery. Is this the beginning of an absolute all-out civil war within the Republican Party between the Tea Partiers and the GOP establishment or mainstream that will cause it to split into two separate and irreconcilable political entities or factions in the very near future? Well, we should all know this for sure by November of 2016. It is this broadcaster's opinion that the Republicans have crossed the Rubicon on this issue, and there's no looking back, and this will be a repeat 57, where the Whig Party gave way to the Party of Lincoln, the Republican Party. And in so doing today, the Party of Lincoln, the Republican Party, will have to give way to yet another party. So that's it for today's broadcast. Thank you all for listening. And as this is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well and keep it lit. And remember, we ride, you decide.